Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Pekit Ches Yotes, Hilchos Taniyah is Perek Aleph. So all the previous Prakim in Kiddush HaChodesh were discussing the Efsharius to cite the new Mul based on the position of the Mul. So, from the objective position of the Mul. This program is going to discuss whether the Mul can be cited from the subject, from the individual. If it's too high, too low, in a valley, in a mountain, all these different things. So, whether it can be cited or not, inherently, were all the previous Prakim's discussion. For this Perek and the next one, we'll discuss from the vantage point of the person who's standing in Yerushalayim or in the surrounding areas, will he be able to see the new moon? Because the Mishnah said that they would ask him, how high was it, how low was it? So he's going to explain, even though it's not really a negeya for the cheshbin of seeing the new moon, it was part of the discussion, so the Rambam is going to bring it in this bracket. Perekit chesalach alaf. Davin yidur v'barur, shemeitzalacha cheshbin, shayereich yiro balayla, efshe sheiro, efshe shelo yiro. If the cheshbin comes out that you could see it, it's a 50-50, you either could or you won't. You're in a valley, or there is something blocking the horizon, a tall mountain. Even if the moon is very large, it wouldn't be sighted by people who are in a valley. And it could be sighted by someone who's on the top of a mountain, even if it's a very, very slim crescent. Someone who is living by the beaches, because of the clearer air and the lack of things that are blocking the horizon. So too, if it's a blue sky, clear day during the winter season, it's interesting because Chassidus brings that Choshech of winter represents the Choshech Baruchnis. Here I'm saying that the Avir is Zach more in the winter season. There's nothing polluting the atmosphere. Avir Meisachama Yeha Avir Kilo Humuush Mepneha Avak. He's not referring to the little particles you see in the sunbeams that come through the window. He's saying that during the winter season, the air is more transparent, so you can have a clearer vision of the new moon. When we make all the previous cheshbonos, which we learned in the previous parakim, it's going to be a very slim crescent. If the Kesha Sari and the Oyech Harishon, which is the first longitudinal difference between the Shemesh and the Lavana, the difference between them is very large, and based on the previous perik of the Kitzin, we added, subtracted, but at the end of the day, we added more than we subtracted, because the distance between them is going to be much larger, which is going to, in effect, show that the Yerech is going to be bigger. Based on these cheshbonos, we can then calculate whether how wide the crescent is going to be. Time and the place. If based on the cheshbonos, the system was rigged. Based on already know if the keshes would be seen or not. And they would know if it's a very slim crescent. So they would ask them, if they were in a valley, because if it was very thin, it's exact parameter that the moon could be sighted. They said that we saw it in a valley, we're going to be suspicious. Unless there were clouds that were obscuring the view. They counted 29 days from the day they sanctified as Rish Chodesh. The next Rish Chodesh, it wasn't seen either because a full unit of 29 and a half and 793 halakim didn't yet pass, all was cloudy. But based on the tzapim koyim shloishim kamei shabiyan, v'loy bo edim v'ibrus achedesh, v'nimtza yom neshachedesh hasheni yom echad v'shloishim kamei shabiyan. So yom shloishim is for this month, so this month would be a chedesh mali, And day 31, i.e., Yom Rishon would be the first day of the month, would be for the next month. And they counted again 29 days, and they're waiting for the Shloshim to see the Levana, and it's not cited because we could say even for the same reason it's cloudy, right? In London, you have Kiddush Levana maybe twice a year. Right. If you're going to say that Kiddush HaChodesh is only based on the Re'i of the Edim and not based on the Cheshbon, based on Make, I'm going to make every month 30 days because no Edom came, they didn't see it. The next month you won't see the Levana. Your whole year is going to be months of 30 days. You can end up seeing the new moon in 925. Because maybe 6 months down the line, finally you will be able to see the new Levana, but because every month till then you've been giving it 30 days, the sighting of the new moon has preceded the 29-day cycle. Don't think that this is a nonsense scenario. This is a modern case. It's very cloudy, it's very rainy. It's interesting, even though the Rambam before said all the Cheshbonos are based on Yavon, we do have something that's episode Masoyer from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebizman shelo yiro hayorech betchilas hachadoshim. Chodesh achre chodesh, the new moon isn't cited month after month, so we have 2 months that the new moon wasn't cited, based on Kevin. Chodesh ma'ubar mishloishum yoyim, v'chodesh chasim tishav esim yoyim. We do, month one would be 30 days, month two would be 29. V'chein mechashim v'kevin, chodesh ma'ubar v'chodesh chasim b'kviya loy b'kiddush. Shein mekachin el al hori'iyah, even though based on new, It has to be kizer eva kaddish. You have to be able to see the levana to be mekaddish. And they would know based on the tchias and the seder haluach whether different months should be kesidram or shloi kesidram. Fine, test. Miskavnen loyel mechashbenam. Shem yirah yirech bechedesh shaba yirah bezmane uibel loyel liburay. Loy sheirah kedem zmani. They would always make a month 29 or 30 days with a cheshbon if next month it could be seen the night of the 30th, not before. Even for these months that we're not being makadosh them based on the Re'iyah, it's based on the Cheshbon, we still make a Suda that Rambam referred to in Perek Shlishi Halacha Zayin, where just before Alois they would go to a mountain and have a Suda and be makadosh the Chedosh. Whatever you see in the Gemara, that it seems like they relied on the Cheshbon. They have full authority whether to make it chaser or malay. When can I do that? Only when shlonira bizmanu. So they based on the cheshbonis, they can figure out which month should be malay, which month should be chaser. Because they know when the new moon is supposed to be seen. If they see, after we have to add a day, so they had it, so they should be seen in the right time. But if the new moon, if we keep every month status quo, mali chasin, and we know that when Rosh Chodesh is coming, Rosh Chodesh Nisan will come, the new moon will be cited after the Meilad, so there's no need to add or subtract any days from the previous months. There's no need to add or subtract days. the base of Khalid Varam Elo, Bizman Shiashum Basin, the same can all Huria, Bizmanum Elo, the same can Ella Lakvia, the Hakesh bin Hoim Tsoi, Hapashu Befiko Yisrael, commercial Banam Halachi Salo. It's fantastic. So based on the Cheshvanis we brought in Perek Hay, that is what we're Makadish with nowadays. It's the Mahalachim Tsoi, it's not even the Mahalachim Miti. And even then, it's only for the people who live in Eretz Yisrael. So when we clap in the beam of the Melech Zayin, such and such the day of the week, such and such chalakim, it's for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. And even then, it's not even the true position of the move. Is bad besifrei cheshbon atkufis v'gamatriyosh im yiroi reich beretz Yisrael. If the minimum will be cited for those living from the vantage point of Eretz Yisrael, yiroi b'chomidinus oilam shein l'marav Eretz Yisrael mechovan is kenegdah. Everybody on the same horizontal line west of Eretz Yisrael will see it. Because for them, Shkia will happen later than people living in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's seen in Eretz Yisrael, obviously it will be seen in people living westward of Eretz Yisrael. If the Cheshvan gives that it will not be sighted in Eretz Yisrael, after Shirab Dinah Sachir Shein Lamar of Eretz Yisrael, Mechuvan is connected. Could be sighted by those that are Lamar of Eretz Yisrael. Because it's more westward than Eretz Yisrael, Shkia happens later, so it's Shayach, but by the time Shkia happens, for Bnei Yisrael, who are further east, they won't see the Levana, but for them they would. Because it was seen in America, it doesn't mean that it was seen in Eretz Yisrael. If it wasn't seen in America, of course it wasn't seen in Eretz Yisrael. Because by that time, Shkia, which was much later, wasn't cited. So of course in Eretz Yisrael, where Shkia was much before, of course the new one wasn't cited. The same goes. Wasn't seen in Israel. Wasn't seen to any countries east in Asia, or in the Middle East. If someone in Iraq sees the new Levana, of course they saw it in Eretz Yisrael because it's more west. And on the same latitude as Eretz Yisrael, within 30-35 degrees above the equator, you have to make different choshbeimus. Why did the Rambam just mention this? To give us the full gamut of knowledge when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. To know who can see it when the new moon will be sighted in Eretz Yisrael. It's just to tell us that if they see it there, it could also be seen in Eretz Yisrael. Perek Tisha Asar. So now we go back to a bit of Cheshbeinus. And the Rambam will reference back to what we discussed before, that the Galgal of the Levone is noite 5 degrees more than the Galgal Hamazolis / the Galgal of the Shemesh. So the Galgal of the Shemesh revolves X amount of degrees on a tilt up and down the equator, and it follows the path of the Mazolis. The Levone is 5 degrees more. Fine. The Mishnah tells us that one of the questions basically when asked them is what direction were the horns facing? So, kosher beinai zok drambam, it's fit for me, lohidia dar cheshmin dovazem. Venenim a tactic, boy, if ishenim moy beraya klal, beraya klal, doesn't really assist in knowing if the new one will be cited. That we already discussed before. So, it gives us a general cheshmin. Tchilas cheshmin zeh, lead the netias hamazal is tchilas. First, we have to know what orientation and what mazal is the new moon cited. Right, because the mazalis have an upward orientation and a southernward orientation. So we're going to figure that one out first. Nine. Hogul sheyveres b'machzis hamazalis, shabal mahalach hashemesh ena yveres b'emtzo ilum mechetzim mizach chetzim maruf. If this were the world, and this is the top, and this is the bottom, the ecliptic doesn't go around like this. The mazalis don't go around like this. Noitehi al ka ameyal ka v'shavem esavim b'emtzo ilum keneged tzafim v'dorim. Goes on a tilt. Chetzim noitel tzafim v'chetzim noitel dorim. Two points, the ecliptic, the degree matches the equator, right? Because if you have a ball over here and you have a frisbee going around, so at two points where the frisbee meets the equator, there's no angle of distance. during the spring. When a kodesh nisha connect, the rish mazam is nine. Venimtsu shisha mazal is nisha zetzafen, mitchilas talat, seif vesula, vishish neite sedonim, mitchilas mazam is nine, mitzaif mazal dogim. Mereish mazal tal, yeschi lahama zolis intis mat, matulis rachik, mal kavashava, kenega the zafen, ad rish sarton. From Nisan to the tkuf of the summer, they begin to go up. Yeah, reish sarton rachik, mal kavashava, the ruch zafen, sholish, vesra, mais, vechetzi, mal, bekirov, berach 23 and a half degrees above the equator. Yachzur hama zolis is kind of the kavashava, mat, mat, reish mazal, then they begin to have a southernward orientation back down to the equator. Shehu al hakav hashave, but it's still above it. V'reish misayim yischil nitzvah l'sarachin k'neged ruch dara madreish gedi. Then during the winter season, it goes southernwards. Till reish gedi, till tkufas tevis, v'reish gedi rachik me'al hakav hashave l'ruch dara. Shalish v'esemaz v'chetzi mala, and then at the maximum distance from the equator will be 23, about 23 and a half degrees. V'yachsur al mazalus l'skarav matmat k'neged hakav hashave ad reish tole. It makes its way back to tkufas nisan. Nitz reish tole v'reish meiznayim misaviv al hakav hashave. Tal and Miznayim are always 0 degrees. It's not above or below the equator. The orientation of the sun will not be in a northernward or southernward inclination. So it rises in due east, sets in due west. Sunrise and sunset is 6 to 6. Every angle is either northernward or southernward. Will never be more than 23 and a half degrees above or below the equator. So for each mazel that Rambam is now going to give us, how many degrees above the equator would the sun be along the ecliptic? As follows, above the farm. Aschala mitchilas mazal tov, begin from mazal tov. Eser malas, netiyasam arba malas. So 10 degrees into mazal tov is going to be above the equator, 4 degrees. Eser malas, 20 degrees into mazal tov, netiyasam shmeina malas. It's going to be 8 degrees above the equator. Shreisha malas, netiyasam achas esemayas v'mechza. Barabayi malas, 40 degrees, so it's ready into the next mazal. During spring, netiyasam chamish, eser malas is going to be 15 degrees above the equator. Chamisha malas, netiyasam shmeina esri malas, shisha malas, netiyasam eser malas, shivim malas, it's 70 degrees along the ecliptic, netiyasam shtayim v'esra malas, is 22 degrees above the equator. Shmeina malas, netiyasam shalish v'esra malas, tishri malas, it's reached the beginning of tkufas tamos, netiyasam shalish v'esra malas v'chetzi malas, it reaches 23 and a half degrees above the equator. If there are going to be achadim, so we gave the numbers for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, what happens? We have 15, 25. So tikach lahem and so you get the average. You figure out how many are between 10 and 20, and you figure out the, then you allocate per degree how many angles, how many degrees above the equator would it be then? If it's 5, so 10 we said it's 4 degrees above the equator. So 5 nitiyasam 2 miles would be half of that, which is 2. V'ma yiminin hamayla shalish v'esrim. If the path that the sun is currently on is 23 degrees into the ecliptic, netiyasam teshu miles, it's going to be 9 degrees, because 20 is 8 degrees, 30 is 11 and a half. Make the cheshbon for 22, for 23, you'll get 9 degrees above the equator. So derech zeh b'chol ha'achadim sh'im ha'asaris. Tas ma'achas teidah netiyas shalom miles ma'achas ha'tishim. Once we're given the cheshbon from 0 to 90, teidah netiyas kulam, kederech sh'hoidah nuchah b'reichav ha'yoreach. Like we've explained in the perek tazayim, when it comes to the reichav of the yoreach. If, for example, it's by 100, from 90 to 180, tigra isoy mimea v'shmeinim, we take 180 minus 100, which gives us 20. Oh, 20 we already said in the previous halacha, how much it's above the equator. And the Ram is going to be the same, because from tkufas tamuz till tishrei, it's going in a southernward orientation, and the distance between it and the equator is the same if it were to be going 20 degrees up in an upward orientation. If it's from 180 to 270, tigra mimeno mea v'shmeinim, we deduct 180, we take 180 minus that number. If it's more than 270, for example, if it's by degree 300, so then we say take 360 minus 300 gives us 60. Oh, we already learned how many degrees below the equator would be for the winter time, because it's exactly parallel, opposite the amount of degrees that's above the equator for the summertime, for 60 degrees. Without having to add or subtract anything. If somebody wants to calculate how many degrees is the moon tilting above the equator, connected Svein Ha'ilom, or connected Duraim Ha'ilom. Hey, the Tchila Kamen Tias Hamalo. She became Harecho Amiti. First, we have to figure out where the Makim Harecho Amiti is. Figure out where exactly it is, how many degrees above the equator, whether it's in a northernward orientation or a southernward orientation, which comes with all the Cheshbein. You've got to figure out where the Rishon Lezanov is. Then you've got to figure out if it's Mazalis, Oilam, Mazalis, Yardim, fine. But then you've got to figure out the first Reichav. The first Reichav is the height distance between the sun and the moon, which means that if the sun sets now, how long will it take for the moon to set? That's the first Reichav. Sometimes the moon will be above the sun, sometimes the moon will be below the sun, which is not helpful because then we won't see the Levana. If we find that the Reichav, the Reichav is 1 degree, if they were in two different sides, then we deduct the lower number from the larger number, giving us the exact space between them. Then it gives us the distance from the sun to the moon. We want to know how high above the equator the moon be sighted during the night of the Re'iyah. You've already given the cheshbon, made the cheshbon, that it's 19 degrees into Mazel Shoyd. So it's about 8 degrees above the equator. And the distance, the amount of time, the distance, the longitudinal difference between the sun and the moon. We have a total of 14 degrees. So because the moon in its orientation is a Mazel Shoyd, which is above the equator, we have to deduct the difference between it and the sun. It gives us a slightly lower distance between it and the equator. But because it's above, we deduct. We don't add making the Yareach lower. That's not. We deduct it from the bigger number. You want to know which direction the horns of the moon are going to be seen. First calculate how high it is above the equator. If it's mamish within a couple degrees eastward and westward of the horizon, of just above the sun, it's going to seem exactly due west. So therefore, the horns are going to be pointing up because it's right above the sun. It's not tilting left to right. It's mamash from that area. If it's northward, if it was southwest, sets in the west or southwest, based on whether it's centered mamash on top of the moon or north or south, that would change in which direction and the angle of where the horns would be sighted at the Leil
Hora'iyah.
Again, it's not really going to give it for the Cheshbenis, but part of the Chakira was Sho'imun Lehem, Kama Hoya Gavoya. How high was it? But obviously, Yivada Mekesha Sariyah. That we can know from Mekesha Sariyah, which we learned in the previous Perek in Yudzayin. Shebizman Shetiyah Kesha Sariyah Ketzara, if the Kesha Sariyah is very thin, meaning the Cheshben is punklach for us to see it, Yirah Yarech Kilo, who Kariv Menaritz, it's going to seem just above the equator. Bizman Shetiyah Aruka, so there's more time for the moon to be sighted until it goes down below the horizon, Yirah Gavoya, Me'al Ha'aritz, would be seen higher above the equator. If you Erech Kesha Sariyah, if you Gavay, Me'al Ha'aritz, Beriyah Sarnaim, based on the Kesha Sariyah, they would figure out how high or low above the equator would be. Tazayim. We don't have any need to look in other books. to fast and to cry out. Lufnei Hashem, b'chol yisrael gedel shetov leitzibur. Be'er a mitzvah zug b'prakim ilo perek rishon. The mitzvah of tainius and zaaka. To cry to the Eibush. Loch alf mitzvah zesem in a teir lizek ulahori b'chatzoytzreis. Called tzara shetov leitzibur. To blast trumpets. Any tzara that shouldn't come to the community. Shnamal la tzara tzeres ham hariyis b'chatzoytzis. Klem akarda v'sheyel tzial tzalachem kegim b'chatzoytzis v'davi v'arbi. V'chiy tzabahen zako alein v'horiyu. V'davi z'derech medarchi atshuvuhu. שבזמן שטובי צורה ויזעקו לא ויוריו ידעו הכל שבגלל מעשים הרואים הורו להם. People will realize that it's not mikra nikris, it wasn't happenstance, there's a reason behind it from what we did. בקוסב אבני סייכם היתו אילו לכם וזהו שיגרים להם להסיר הצורה מאליהם ובדום שובד, the צורה will be removed. אבל אם לא יזעקו ולא יוריו אלו יאמרו דו וזה ממנה גאו אילם אירו לנו וצורה זה נקרא נקרס, just happened to happen. זה דרך אכזריוס. It's a cruel behavior. The Gerem is the Midavik by Masim Haroi, but Toys of Atzara, the Tzaris Achiris. Husha Kosa Betera, Valach the Imi Bekeri, Valach the Imi Machem Bach Maskeri. Claim Kesheravi Aleichem Tzara Kadesha Tashuva, even Fair Mushu Keri, Oyisav Aleichem Chamas, Oyisav Keri, fine, I'll be Mamshach more. More of the same nature. Divri say from the Sanis Al-Kotzar Shatavir Latzibur, Divri Safrim, people think you have to fast. The Derabon is to fast, the Derais is to blow the trumpets, or to do a Maisa that reminds us to do true. Fasting is the Derabon Achiruchnu Mina Shumayim. But me at any is ill, Zoykin, but Philois, Maschanim, Marim, Machatesis, Bobad, him hoiba Mikdosh, Marim, Machatesis, Uba Shofar. The base Mikdosh had trumpets and shofaris. A Shofar Makatsa, Machatesis, Marichois, they would begin blasting at the same time, but the Chatesis would overtake the Shofar. The Shofar would stop and they would still be blowing the trumpets. Shemitzah, Yem, Machatesis, in taking Machatesis, Vashafik, Echad, Elaba Mikdosh, Shem, Machatesis, Kashofar, Ridley, Fni, Hamalachashim. Hey, Tanis Eir Shogazan al Tzibim Pnei Hatzaras Inon Yem Achiryoyim Sh'in Rev Tzibim Chayim Lamed Bedov Zeh cannot have consecutive fast day after day. Ben Gazan Katchil Tanis Eilo B'Shini B'Shabbos Chomishi Shal Achrav V'Shini Shal Achrav Bahab Echein Al Seyda Zeh Shini Chomishi V'Shini Ad Shuduchmu Ein Gazan Tanis Al Tzibim Lai B'Shabbos Yisrav Vem Tevim Echein Yitekim Bahem Lai B'Shefer Lai B'Chatzesis V'Loi Zoya Kino Maschanim Mehem Tfilim. Don't add certain Tfilis in Shemana Esay on Shabbos. Elam Keino Hoista Ishi Kifu Goyim. Unless the city is in trouble, it's being surrounded by Goyim. V'Noar Yisvina Mitrefes Bayam Feel yachad hanidif mepnei goyim mepnei listen mepnei ruach ra misanin alihem b'shabbos. We are allowed to fast on Shabbos for the safety of that individual. The zayken and meschana mitfilas. Aber in toiken elam kain talk with the kabbat is on leidach v'lazir oisam ulahatzil. Unless it was a sound to gather the troops. Zayin chayin ingus in tanis b'tchil b'rashi chadashim ibachanak v'purim b'vuchul shumayt v'shurin. Make the first day of a set of fasts to me on these days. If they began fasting the day before, we go through that day with a full tanis. All these fasts which are the rabbanon for the tzaris, pregnant, nursing, and minors shouldn't fast. Everybody, even males, can eat at night. The exception of a tanis amata, which commissions bar late in perigim. Unless he made the condition, fine, test. Shem shetzibe mis'anim al tzarasam, kachayach mis'an al tzarasoy. The person has to be mis'an on his tzar. Ketzad reisha hoi loy choyle. Oy, toy b'midwar, he's lost. Oy, os bevis asurim, yesh lo lesanis alav lavakish rachmi b'svilosoy. V'oy meraneinu b'chal tfilo shem ispalem. V'lo yisana b'shabas, v'miyadus v'lebrash chadash, v'lo yibachanik v'purim. Yod kol tanis shle kivlo alav hayachim mibaydiyoyim, any tanis which was not accepted by the faster. The day before the fast, in a tanis. Ketzim mekabos, so how does he accept the fast? Because she's spalva tfilas mincha, imir achra tfilo, eheb a tanis. V'gemir b'libar lesanis lamachar. Dibur and gemir b'leiv. Afa pishu hu oicha b'lai loli, he said klom. Because he's fasting from alois. V'chein imogam v'kibol alo v'sanis lo yishayir bo yomim zechre zeh, afa pishu hu oicha b'chol layla v'lai loli, he said tanisoy, v'nitzarach kavon elocho yim v'yemim b'oidoy. What you have to do is just have in mind, erev day one, it's mamshach through all the days. The person took upon himself to fast just the next day. Then at night he decides, I want to continue my tanis for the next day. Even though he hasn't yet broken his fast, in a tanis, needless to say, if he ate that night and woke up the next day, then he decides to take that day as a tanis as a health nish. Roya cholam ra, one who sees a bad cholam. Tzarech lesanis lamachim, kedesh yashuv v'yeir lemaisav v'ichapis b'hem v'yachse b'tshuva. Even though we say divi cholam is lemaino v'lemiridin, like the maiser in maiser sheni, his father came to him in a dream and he told him that I have money in the corner. It's my, still different ramifications. ומסענו ואפילו בשבס, then he has to be משלם. ומסענו ענינו בכל תפילה, אף פי שלא יקיבלו עולם בבדיון. ומסענו בשבס, מסענו יום אחר מפני שהוא ביטל אינק שבס. ודגימו, מסענו עולם שויס, first again fast, for a couple hours a day. והוא שלא יאכל כלום שער היום. כיצד? Provided that he hasn't eaten the earlier hours of the day. Ketzad reisho yotored b'chafotze v'mesasa v'tzach. The guy gets up early, he's business, he's working. Le'ochel chatzesa yateisha shoyis. Comes midday, comes 3 p.m., he hasn't eaten his breakfast. And he's a masano yisun shoyis. Mispalo b'hinaninu. So the next hours of the day, you continue your fast. Shekiba lola v'tanis. Kedim shoyis ataniyos. Because you accepted the fast before the tanis shoyis. Tanis shoyis is from Lomashul 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You decide at 3 p.m. I want to fast. So fine, you can say aninu for those 3 hours that you're fasting. And it's a tiny choice. You begin to eat during the day, and then you decide to have a tiny choice. Eichad gut. Without call hashoda betonis ben shoy misano tzerasa yo chaluyim ben shoy misano mitzibal tzerasa. And he's a leyuna gidunah ba'atme. He shouldn't behave in a balbata shoyfes. V'loyakel reishay. V'loyia samech v'teiv lev eladoyeg v'oinen. Kinyu shenemar ma'is inen choy gever al chatov mutal elitim esatavshul. Afilo bichdei levis who shlo yivla ela toin vaper. He can taste something and spit it out. Shachav yachal mashlim tani. So he should continue with his fast. Says Rav Yachal shahiyam misan alochilam nesrapim. Yachal, the person who was davening, who was fasting for a chayla, and the chayla was healed. Baruch Hashem al tzarav avra. That is a mashlim tani. So ahilich memakim shemisan alamakim shemisanin. That is a misan of a mashlim. He's continuing from where he came from. Halach memakim shemisan alamakim shemisanin. He's going to a place where they are fasting over there. That is a misan. He wants to join them. Shachach ba'achal v'shase al yisro b'fneiam. If you decide you forgot and you ate because from your place you're not fasting, you shouldn't do so in front of them. Va'yina gidunah be'atzmoi. Tezayin tibu shoyim misan alak shomim v'yardu lehem shomim im kedem chatzois lo yashlimu. Hello, Eichelim, the Shoysim, and Miskansim, and Kerem Hal Hagadol. Come to Shul, read Hal Hagadol, which is Peh, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav. It's called Hal Hagadol, as the Gemara says, that Nesan Lechem Lechel Basar Ki Lo Ilam Chasdoi is the Gadlus. Eichel finds a Parnasa for every individual. Shein Eichelim Hal Hagadol, El Benefesh Seveva Karis Malay, Karis Malay. Vimach Chatzai is Hoiv Avra Yivayim Bekdushe, Yashlim Matanis, and Machinim Hoi Mesanim Al Tarab Avra, Al Shmad. The bottle, im kedem chatzayis lo yishlimo, v'macha chatzayis yishlimo. It's ein final halacha, b'chayim tanu shagayzim al tzibim v'niyatsaris, basin v'haskenim yoishim b'beis haknesses, the elders come to shul, boitken al maisi anshu yoi, me'achat tefila shachas at chetzi hayoim, v'lafta shachas toch atzas, v'misirin ha'mech sheilo yishal avedis, v'masirin v'dayishim v'choykrim, al bay lechamas, v'avedis, v'mafrishim oisam, v'abal Yisrael, v'mashpilim oisam, v'chayetze b'dvar amin, v'machatzi hayim v'l'erev. So from midday to the end of the day, the Seder is Hazoi. Revi Hayoim, from midday to 3 p.m., Kehidim Bebrachas Eklau Shebeteira, Shneem Musra Shem Benyam Timas, Valtokis Besechachde. Maftirim Benavi Besechachis, Meinin Hatzarev. And the Navi was Meinin Hatzarev. Fine. Revi Hayoim Ha'achrim, Mispalim Mincho, Mischananim, Vezoikim, Umisvadim Kfikoichon.